Young man, we're praying for you.
Thank you. Turning your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 1. I'm going to start reading in verse number 20. The Bible says, "Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her word, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then they shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel. They despise my reproof. Therefore they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from the fear of evil." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to stand in the pulpit tonight. And I pray that you'd take what I say and you would use it in the congregation tonight. And I pray that you just take what I got to say, Lord, and touch somebody. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Whew. Well, as you can tell, I'm kind of nervous. Just a little bit. But I guess it'll get better in time. Well, the title of my message tonight is Wisdom. First point is, what is wisdom? In Job 28, you don't have to turn there, but it says, "And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding." Amen. So right there we see that the fear of the Lord is wisdom. My next point is wisdom's desire. In verse 20 through 23, we see that wisdom's in the streets roaming for somebody to instruct. It's not some hidden jewel that you can't find. Anyone who has access to a Bible has access to wisdom. And a lot of people's problem is not being able to find the wisdom, it's the willingness to follow the wisdom. And it's a sacrifice you have to make. You can't just have wisdom. You have to make sacrifices to get it. In verse number 24, we see the punishment to wisdom, 24 through 32. And you see right here that says, again, you see wisdom is calling out. It's trying to get to someone to instruct. And in verses number 24, it says, "Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set it in all my counsel and with none of my reproof." That was just plain rejection. Like, it saw that wisdom was reaching out and it just rejected. And because you reject wisdom, 26 says, "I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then they shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me." It's basically saying right here, if you reject God, he's going to reject you eventually. That's the ultimate consequence of rejecting him. And, you know, I wrote down right here, if you have a friend and your friend is constantly telling you, you know, you should do it this way, you need, it's trying to help you basically, and you keep rejecting them, how long do you think they're going to stick around trying to help you? But we see right here that the gifts of wisdom, if you give your attention to God, he'll give his attention to you. And it says right here, "But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil." So I guess my main point of this message tonight is there's no excuse for not having wisdom, because everybody has access to it. And if you go to God, he'll come to you.
That's good preaching right there.